Many things have come to shape the perception of millennials, but in my opinion, nothing has had a bigger impact than student debt. I think it is the single biggest reason most of us, I usually don't include myself in millennials, but in this particular case, since I have the debt, I will include myself. Most of us are completely ignoring our parents' path. Why? Because who cares? I work 60 plus hours and I still owe $1,200 this month on a degree that I don't even use. That's why. Here to calm me down and tell us a little bit more about how to get this problem under control is Peanut Butter Inc. founder and CEO David Aronson. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be here.
So despite my rant there about school, go Cats. You're a Northwestern alum. I'm a Northwestern alum, so we're going to go there. And it's my understanding that you named your company, which is, has nothing to do with peanut butter, you named your company a peanut butter company after what?
The only thing that I could afford to eat while I was in college.
The only thing you could afford to eat. I mean, well, okay, you said before this is your undergrad, right? So undergrad was where you were particularly hungry. Did you have the same problem at Northwestern? Because the buffet line that Kellogg has for food in the James Allen Center is actually quite...
The Allen Center is amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I don't know how you stuff. Like, I used to fill up a pillowcase and go back to my apartment. It's amazing. But nonetheless, it's a very fascinating name. It's one of those catchy things that I imagine you've probably heard this from people before, that they remembered your company because it was called Peanut Butter.
They do. We think it's the one benefit that you can offer that your employees will stick around for. So the puns are many with this
one.
Yeah,
you've got a
lot
of
fun. And, yeah, it's been memorable.
And see, we had a couple puns with Technorian, that the original logo is a sushi roll that's the Hancock, and no one actually knows it. Everybody says to me like, oh, I'm wearing it on my shirt right now. Nobody seems to get that, but there's all kinds of ways that we try to use it. And I think what's interesting about it is that it's memorable and it sticks with you. Like sticky rice and sticky peanut butter. So
you got it.
Kudos on the branding. I'm sure David Kalbaugh from Tacklebox, who's been on the show several times, would absolutely love your branding.
Thank you.
So as we mentioned peanut butter, why don't we start getting into sort of what it is and your background and how you sort of decided to start this thing. And then in the middle of it, we're going to have an eruption where I spaz out about student debt, and I'm going to get really personal about my student debt, and it's going to be fun.
I'll be happy to share.
You're going to have to rein me in is what's going to happen here.
No problem.
So, walk us through your sort of journey and then into Peanut Butter Inc.
Peanut Butter helps employers offer student loan repayment as a benefit. My background includes some time in HR outsourcing. I had left HR outsourcing to get my MBA at Kellogg and then joined a leadership development program at Sears Holdings. I was building a different business when I came across a research report from Aon Hewitt that said, 2/3 of people in their 20s and more than half of people in their 30s are not contributing to their 401k plans up to the extent their employer is willing to match. So they're leaving money on the table. And I thought, well, yeah, it's because we're paying down our student loans.
Yeah,
I'm 35. My brother calls me the granddaddy of the millennials.
Yeah, you so are. You're right on that line.
I went back to people who I knew from HR outsourcing and business leaders and senior executives, and by and large, they said, of course, we'd rather put dollars, compensation and benefit dollars, towards something that our employees value. But it sounds like a pain in the butt to ask about their loans and build systems to keep all their information safe and secure. We don't want to hire extra HR people to run a new benefit platform and have HR work with finance to make payments. I thought, hey, that's something I can do for you. So quit my job and started to build Peanut Butter.
Well, it seems like, you know, one of the only opportunity as a person getting hired for a company to have my student loan taken care of or not exist is that company pays for my schooling while I go to school or something like that. That previously was about basically the only way that you would be able to do that. And then, of course, as a student or I guess employee, you're kind of tied to them for a while. And, you know, rightfully so, they paid for your education. But a lot of times they only offer a certain amount of money towards education. So it seems like that's not really a solution. So what you guys have put together here seems like a much, much better solution. Because I can still do what I want to do and my life can lead me to your company or not, and I can go other places and essentially have an ability, assuming that those companies are using peanut butter, I have an ability to always be paying down on my student debt, which is obviously a huge, huge value.
Employers are getting into student loan repayment with a different motivation than tuition reimbursement.
Yep.
Tuition reimbursement is great for companies that want to skill up their workforce.
Yep.
But when you've got great people on board who know what they're doing and are already contributing, you want engagement. And with student loan repayment, you can take away a major concern, which is how do I make ends meet and how do I get out from under this $800, $900, $1,500 maybe monthly payment on my student loans? And if the employer is willing to shift modest dollars, on average, if they put $100 a month toward an employee's student loans, that employee is going to get out of debt in 7 years instead of 10. So it can make a meaningful impact on how the employee, maybe the employee's outlook, their stress over financial issues, absenteeism, presenteeism. It's going to be a great way to convince people to join your company and to stick around longer.
And I believe, I don't know if it was your research or whose research it was, but essentially asking millennials, you know, a handful of millennials and saying, what do you value most? Whether it was your benefit situation or free food, which was, if I remember off the top of my head, it was seven times more likely to want student debt relief versus free food in the office or I guess walk into a little bit from, you know, obviously I get it from the millennial side. From the company side, what the value is. How does it work for a millennial? If I go get a job and that company offers peanut butter as a service, what's the process like? Can I go to my company that doesn't have it and say, hey, you should do this instead? And you're like, walk me through how do we get every company hooked on this? Because I saw that you guys, it's not really that recent, but you guys did a deal with 1871 to just like the perfect place to get millennials off the hook, right?
Yeah.
But how do companies and those with debt make sure that peanut butter is an option?
For me as an employee, enrolling in my company's student loan repayment plan is really easy. All I need to do is agree to the terms of the plan, which are pretty simple. I'm going to continue making at least my minimum monthly payments. That means that the employer's contribution is going to help me get out of debt faster. And that's what companies want. They want to know they're making an impact. So when I elect to participate, I'm going to provide information so that Peanut Butter can verify my loan, make sure that the loan's in my name, it's got a balance, and they've got the payment information correct. And then Peanut Butter's going to take it from there. They're going to take the employer's $50 or $100 a month and contribute that toward my loan. And before I know it, I'm going to be out of debt. If this is something I want to bring to my employer, we're happy to help. In fact, I've had many CEOs come to me and say, I had an employee come up to me today and say, I don't care about your 401k. I don't care about your foosball table. And that is the same thing that we heard in the Millennial Benefit Preferences study that was published a year ago. It's been covered by HR.com, Recruiter.com, presented at Purdue University. And it's the traditional benefits have just lost relevance. So if that's the case for you and your colleagues, we can help. We're happy to talk with senior executives at your company to structure a plan that meets your company's talent goals and budget.
I really think this is a huge reason for why millennials act, especially in office place, the way they do. I feel like companies try to predict and treat them the same as everybody else, and they forget like this monster in the room that how can I possibly place any value on protecting my retirement and worrying about my future and saving money when I'm literally nailed to the ground by debt? And the funniest thing about it is the way that it's handled. You get, you know, I don't know, I got a couple phone calls this morning from, this is Navient. Oh, I can't wait to not answer your call.
Yeah.
The debt just keeps on. I mean, it capitalizes again and again and again, whatever, because it's just the number is so asinine at this point that it's like, whatever. I mean, I think that all of us just look at it and figure, you know, we'll deal with it when we have to, or we'll deal with it, whatever. And if you're a company that comes to me and says, I can actually give you a way out of this. Imagine that 7 years, you said you could pay off your loan. I mean, on average could pay off your loan in 7 years. And let's say you started doing this at 26. So you come out 26, you're, you know, 32, 33. So you're my age. You walk out. I've got from 32 to 65 to be contributing max dollars to my 401k so that I can still retire. You got rid of the debt and the retirement.
Right.
Who leaves that company that's able to give you the liquidity to do what you got to do? I mean, it's, to me, this is such a no brainer. And I just absolutely love what you guys are doing. And I hope that more companies hop on and do this. And I hope more millennials start actually, they should be lobbying for this. I don't know why, if they're not, I don't know why they're not lobbying for an option to get rid of the debt.
A couple of things I'll share. One, I've got to send you the D1 rap video called Sally Maybach. It's this guy who got a rap contract, and when he did, he paid off his student loans. And the whole video is him and his friend celebrating having paid back Sally May.
That's awesome.
Representative of the party, for lack of a better term, that your employees have when they get out of debt. And companies now have the opportunity to join them in that. So it's a culture building opportunity as well. You're figuratively raising a toast to your employees when the two of you get them out of debt. And there is a lot of chatter about this. There's chatter with individuals. There's action being taken by employers. In 2015, 3% of employers were offering student loan repayment. It's forecast to be offered by 26% of employers by 2018.
How many big players in the market are there that are similar to peanut butter?
No one's doing exactly what we're doing. We come from HR outsourcing and financial services, and we focus on serving the needs of the employer. You'll see some others out there that are focused on refinancing employee student loans, and they look at employers as a low-cost channel.
No, I get that, and I feel like that's another example of, in my opinion, that's another example of a perpetuated problem.
Yeah.
I think when you take that approach, and I don't want to work for your company, I swear, but it's just true because I've dealt with this enough times where going through the phone call with Navient and them saying, hey, listen, you know, if you don't like the terms of the deal, and granted, I can do income based on it, but all that does is just keep capitalizing, which it's doing.
Right.
You can go and find a private loan and refi and all this other stuff. Well, at a certain point, that doesn't help me at all. I might get a lower interest rate, but I still have to pay you $1,200 a month to cover my app, you know, the minimum.
You got it.
So that didn't help me at all. In fact, all you did is you put a time bomb in my pocket because now it's essentially like a balloon loan. Like I owe this money, and the minute I don't, I owe money to a private who's going to almost certainly jack the interest rate up to 25% the minute I miss. It's literally a time bomb. If you have an option where all that I have to do as a responsible person is make sure that I hit my minimums, I know that more than, and that's the biggest thing that kills you, is that you're hitting the principal, but you're not getting the interest. So you're just constantly like nicking away at the principal, which is why I just don't even pay it in the first place. I'm taking every dollar to pay off a principal and the interest just keeps. And if I know that the company has got my back and basically they say, Scott, you cover the principal, we got your interest.
Yep.
That's how we're going to get out of this together. That's an option that's actually viable. That's something that doesn't blow up my face.
In addition to employers adopting student loan repayment, there is movement in government to make this more widespread. And the government has a financial interest. They've financed 1.3 trillion or 1.2 of the 1.3 trillion outstanding student loans. So if they can have
get any of it
private
back.
Enterprise help reduce the default rate, that's a good thing. Senator or Congressman Dole recently joined us in our office to introduce the Help for Students and Parents Act to the U.S. House of Representatives. If that passes, it will allow employers to make pre-tax contributions to employee student loans. That's one of about three different bills that's currently being reviewed by the House Ways and Means Committee. There's a parallel bill in the Senate that would if these are enacted, would allow employers to make these contributions. Dole's bill actually goes a little bit further to help with to provide tax credits and similar incentives for 529 savings plans. And there's a lot of excitement. I think the presidential election, the fact that both sides of the aisle are talking about the student debt problem is going to increase awareness and lead to tax reform that helps employers, employees, and the government work together to get out of what is today a big student loan problem.
They have no choice to. And I mean, without, again, hop out of my soapbox over here, it's a situation where, I mean, to me, it's like reorganization after bankruptcy. That's what this, like, the future of this looks like to me if we don't make changes. Because there's no way the average person, you know, journalism, for example, having gone through media management at Northwestern and it was through Medill, the journalism, the average journalist, you can ask the people working in here, get paid $17,000 to $27,000 if you're a staffer, and most companies don't have a staffers. Bloomberg is the tops. They pay their staffers $50,000. School costs $87,000 per year at Northwestern School of Journalism. So you graduate, granted, it's, you know, that's tuition and living, but in Chicago. $87,000, I walk out with a job that if I'm lucky, it's $27,000. If I'm really lucky, it's $50,000. You've got no chance. No chance. And so at a certain point, the government's going to be in a position where having, you know, finance a good portion of this, that they're just going to be, they're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, you, as a person, I can't bankrupt myself out of this situation. So ultimately, if I can work together with my employer and people like you who've come up with these great systems, we can go back to them and say, listen, you're not going to get 100%, but maybe you get back 75%. Would you take it? And I think that they will. I would hope that they will.
The groundswell is happening. Employees and younger people and people carrying student debt of all ages want to get out from under this debt burden. Companies are initiating student loan repayment plans. The market is growing rapidly. Those companies, particularly that employ college-educated talent and younger individuals, companies in tech, healthcare, professional services, financial services, are seeing advantages, competitive advantage for themselves by offering student loan repayment now. the first ones in are going to see the greatest advantage in reducing their hiring timelines, having people stay on board longer. We've even got research that says this can improve gender and cultural diversity, and it's only going to improve and it create more advantage for other companies if legislation is passed.
I think that this is a great idea. I think people need to be using it. I think you need a lot of advocates. I'd like to see where can people go to get in touch with you and advocate, because I think those who are even in school now, you don't have to be a customer of peanut butter to make this, like, make people know about this as an option so that more people can get behind it, and then these bills are passed.
Yep.
Where do people go to learn more about it?
Come to getpeanutbutter.com. You can sign up for our blog. We are in touch with what's going on within the industry and the market. We'll keep you informed. We would love your support. Love to talk to employers, and we can go from there.
Awesome. Dave, thank you so much. This is amazing. I'm going to need to do this. I see you've got a
Brought
get.
Your shirt.
Oh, this is a Get Peanut Butter.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And I see some Reese's Pieces over there. This is fantastic.
We were told we shouldn't go anywhere without peanut butter logoed Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
There's a couple of people in my household who are not going to like this so much, but I'll be eating these Reese's Pieces this evening. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
If you haven't already, make sure to grab your tickets this month for the Wearable Works Technology Showcase. You can use the promo code WGN and save yourself 20%. Tickets are selling fast. I recommend that you go to technori.com now and take care of that. You can stream this episode and more on WGNbusiness.com or download each episode on iTunes and stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori or follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.